DHS America's Ending Program to Arrest Illegal Alien Child Rapists, Attempted Murderers. By John Binder on May 24, 2021. Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is moving to end a local police program in Bristol County, Massachusetts, that has helped take illegal alien child rapists, attempted murderers, assailants, carjackers, and others off the streets. Last week, Mayorkas announced he was directing the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agency to end its 287G agreement with Bristol County, Massachusetts, as well as terminating DHS use of detention facilities in Massachusetts and Georgia, both of which hold criminal illegal aliens. The 287G program allows local police agencies to sign into agreements with ICE to seamlessly identify criminal illegal aliens and turn them over to federal agents for arrest and deportation. Analysis from Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, Director of Investigations John Fear reveals that in Bristol County, the 287G program helped local police identify illegal aliens arrested and charged with egregious crimes against children and American citizens so as to more easily turn them over to ICE agents. Fear writes in his analysis, "The Biden administration seems to be upset that the successful 287G program in Bristol County, Massachusetts, has resulted in the identification of illegal aliens arrested for child rape, assault, strangulation, arson, attempted murder, armed carjacking, breaking and entering, and identity theft. And they plan to put an end to this public safety program immediately, no matter the cost to public safety. This is consistent with the administration's enforcement priorities and would ensure that countless criminal aliens are released into our communities," emphasis added. In fiscal year 2020, state and local law enforcement trained under 287G encountered approximately 920 aliens convicted for assault, 1,261 convicted for dangerous drugs, 104 convicted for sex offenses/assaults, 377 convicted for obstructing police, 190 convicted for weapon offenses, and 37 convicted for homicide, to name a few crimes, emphasis added. Specifically, in Bristol County, the 287G program helped capture an illegal alien from Portugal arrested for aggravated assault and battery with a dangerous weapon in violation of a protective order in January, according to a DHS report. In December 2020, the 287G program helped Bristol County police and ICE agents arrest a previously deported illegal alien from Honduras who was charged with raping a child. Similar cases out of Bristol County show that illegal aliens charged with attempted murder, assault, and battery on a family household member, strangulation or suffocation, assault with a dangerous weapon, arson, armed carjacking, identity fraud, credit card forgery, breaking and entering, drug possession, and indecent assault and battery on a child under 14 have been arrested. Thanks to the 287G program, from October 2019 to November 2020. Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson blasted Mayorkas's announcement, calling the move shameful while putting Americans at greater risk of violent crime. The termination of Bristol County's 287G agreement with ICE is only the latest decision by the Biden administration in its gutting of interior immigration enforcement. A series of sanctuary country orders issued by Biden's top DHS officials have drastically cut the number of criminal illegal aliens in ICE detention facilities, as agents are unable to arrest and deport most illegal aliens. Similarly, deportations of illegal aliens have been cut to the lowest monthly total in recorded history, while the number of criminal illegal aliens in federal custody has dropped nearly 80% compared to 2 years ago. In Arizona, as Breitbart News reported, illegal aliens convicted of armed robbery, drunk driving, drug crimes, and arson are walking free out of prisons instead of being turned over to ICE agents for deportation. Likewise, in Florida, illegal aliens convicted of burglary, cocaine trafficking, grand theft auto, heroin trafficking, credit card fraud, and money laundering are being released back into American communities from prison rather than being taken into ICE custody. Illegal alien sex offenders, thanks to the Biden orders, have reportedly been released from U.S. Marshals custody. Without the orders, they would have been turned over to ICE agents for deportation. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.